something for the girls. Something for the girls. Another all-star salute to Waves and Navy Blue. In our Navy spotlight, Nelson Eddy with Robert Armbruster and his orchestra. Mr. Nelson Eddy.
When skies were dark, came Noah's Ark o'erman. When lions roared, came Daniel's Lord o'erman. Lord, help those who pray, and on Judgment Day, if you believe, he shall receive you amen. When you're down and out, lift up your head and shout, there's gonna be a great day. Angels in the sky promise that by and by there's gonna be a great day. Gabriel will warn you some early morn. You will hear his horn. Rosy-doe-coping, it's not far away. Hold up your hands and say there's gonna be a great day. Gonna be a great day. There's gonna be a great day. Gabriel will warn you some early morn. You will hear his horn. Rosy-doe-coping, it's not far away. Hold up your hands and say, there's gonna be.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And hello to the Waves of the Navy who are helping to speed the day of victory. That song is a favorite of mine, and I thought it would make an appropriate beginning for our Navy program. Vincent Eumanns called it Great Day, and the idea and faith it expresses are as old as the hope of our men. Our next number is a love song of a little different sort. It's been a favorite for 45 years. Introduced at Madison Square Garden back in 1898, it immediately led the 90s version of the hit parade. Many people think of it as being religious, but it's actually a love song. Ethelbert Nevins, The Rosary.
The hours I spent with thee, dear heart, are as a string of pearls to me. I count them over, every one apart. My rosary, my rosary. Each hour a pearl, each pearl a prayer. To fill a heart in absence wrong, I tell each bead unto the end, and there across his heart. house on the board. Oh, barren gain and bitter loss. I kiss each dream and strive at last to learn to kiss the cross.
Thank you, Nelson Eddy. Young women, in the past 2 years, the Navy Waves have won the praise and admiration of officers and other servicemen. Respect and honor from their families, their friends, and the communities where they live. Waves are doing important Navy work, essential to victory, proving that women, just like yourself, can be depended on in any crisis. As our growing fleet reaches out across the Pacific, on shore today, the Navy's need for Waves still exists. You can do this work on shore and do it well. The Navy gives you valuable training, a great asset for any job you hold in the future. As a wave, you have plenty of time for good fun with good companions. You enjoy new friends, see new and interesting places. To get the whole story, write today for the free, handsome, illustrated booklet, The Story of You in Navy Blue. Address Waves, Washington 25, D.C. To repeat, for your free copy of The Story of You in Navy Blue, write to Waves, Washington 25, D.C. And now, Robert Armbruster, as a special musical salute to the women of the Navy, leads the orchestra in Cole Porter's I Love You.
Sometimes that the more people have, the less they appreciate it. Are the rich really rich? Are the poor really poor? Peter Tchaikovsky must have thought all this over because he wrote a song about it. It's the story of a humble wanderer to whom life has given very little. But even for this little, his spirit overflows with gratitude. And now he wants you to know, too, how to be glad for the blessings of the sun, the wind, the sky, the sea, morning and evening, a winding road, the green grasses beside it, and even the stick you use to help you on your way, the Pilgrim's Song.
My blessing fall on this fair world, on mountain, valley, forest, ocean. The clarion winds in ceaseless motion, and heaven's blue banner high unfurled. And bless the staff that hither bore me, the arms that helped me on my way, the boundless plain that lies before me, the glowing morn, the evening by which I wander, so glorious, golden, bathed in light. No blade of grass that glistens yonder, but seems a star from heaven far. In my exaltation, all the world is joy and heart. For I might clasp the whole creation, love but a stranger's heart. Oh, brothers, would I might clasp them, the whole creation, with fervent rapture. Oh, my
Ladies and gentlemen, every girl in navy blue can be proud of the record the Waves have set. These women are an integral part of the great Navy organization. The Navy has played a vital part in all phases of this war, has formed the first line of American defense and offense. The scale of naval operations in the past points out the fact that a great deal of groundwork is done here in this country. This is where the Waves have stepped in and taken over the job and have done it well.
Thank you, Nelson Eddy. And thank you, Robert Armbruster and the orchestra, for volunteering to appear on this Navy program, Something for the Girls. May we remind you again, friends, to write today for your copy of The Story of You in Navy Blue. Address, Waves, Washington 25, D.C. Listen in again for another star-studded program of Something for the Girls. This is Frank Graham saying goodbye to you for the Navy's Waves, America's first ladies who are helping to speed the day of victory.
And now, a further word for you.